Good morning. Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm Ray Shan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about all of our critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture and the connections between them. This morning, we have a really fun guest. We always have fun guests. We have a really fun guest. It's always good to talk about a hometown boy made good, and everybody read about him in the Carroll County Times, so now we get to follow up. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So we've got Tom Zipperin with us. And you're not actually here with us. You're here with me in my ears this morning.
That is correct. I'm actually calling you from a cabin in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
That's wonderful. So you now are getting to live the lifestyle, right?
By lifestyle, you mean like moderately accommodated California lower middle class. Yes, I am living the life.
Well, lower middle class in San Francisco is not so bad.
Yeah, it's okay. It's tough here. It's been an adjustment. But yeah, things are good.
So you went to North Carroll High School, and North Carroll High School no longer exists.
Yeah, I heard that about 3 or 4 years ago. They kind of closed it and then kind of moved the students around to other surrounding schools.
So a lot of the high school folks around would be South Carroll, Westminster. They're going to be listening to this program, and all the folks at the local college and McDaniel College, because it was Western Maryland, it's now McDaniel, and the community college folks are all listening.
And a shout out to McDaniel. I like it.
There you go. So you went here. You have your roots here. Your mom and family still in the area. And then you went to Virginia Tech.
Yeah, that's correct. I graduated North Carroll in 2002. Then went to Virginia Tech and studied industrial design for 4 years, and that's actually where I met my business partner Daniel. Was at school at that industrial design program.
And it was, we're going to do this really fast so people know what we're going to talk about, and then we'll come back to it.
Okay.
The partnership that the two of you had led you to a product.
That is correct. The product is called the Aquapaw. It's basically the brainchild of my partner Daniel, but it is a, speaking in grandiose terms, it is a better way to bathe your pet. Less mess, less stress, kind of more of a bonding experience instead of like a terrifying, drenched way to end your day. So that's basically the product that brought us to Shark Tank.
And then you went on the Shark Tank, and you had a really interesting experience there, and that was where Carroll County Times ended.
Yeah. So I guess we can maybe fill in some of the blanks then.
We've got a lot of blanks to fill in. So, okay, so you went into Virginia Tech. Did you know exactly what you wanted to do when you went to Virginia Tech?
You know, I had no idea. I've always been kind of a gearhead. The schools in the area, they were sort of kind of technical based, so I knew I wanted to be somewhat in the technical field, but I wasn't sure about how to get there. And I like the, I guess the sort of creative aspect to the industrial design thing. I've always really appreciated people like inventors, you know, your homebrew guy who comes up with this idea, and then all of a sudden he's like, you know, sells it to a, you know, a major company or, I don't know, just like the Renaissance guy who can kind of do it all and invent stuff and make stuff. And industrial design is all about that process of identifying really good problems and then just kind of investigating your way through that problem and coming out of the end with a really great product. And that's really the core of what that program is all about.
Okay, so let me back this up and piece this apart a little bit for our listeners. Industrial design doesn't mean in designing for corporate industry. Or does
no,
it?
It's sort of, I mean, it could. It's basically architecture for products.
Okay.
But more about the thinking, I guess, you know, any college program is going to teach you the kind of basics of it. But it's a way of thinking and a set of skills where the end result is hopefully a really well-designed product.
So it is, it's engineering for a use. So it's making the idea practical for use.
Yeah, so it starts off with talking to people who have, let's say they have a
They have a need. They have an opening.
Problem in the kitchen. They can't, you know, use a blender correctly, or maybe they're an elderly person and they don't have full dexterity in their hands. So it's all about really understanding the user and their limitations and their frustrations, and then using that knowledge to kind of test out some ideas, and then kind of continue down the funnel until hopefully at the end you have a nice idea. And typically in most consumer, industry applications, then you hand it over to an engineering team and they kind of drive it over the finish line. And I'm flashing forward here, but that's sort of where my career went, was from the creative side into the manufacturing and engineering side. And that's how we re-linked up to make this a reality.
So then did you start off at VT in engineering or mathematics?
No, it was always industrial design. I'm actually a self-taught engineer, believe it or not.
And, I believe that.
Yeah. So, as I said, it's sort of like that. In most applications, there's a baton passed off from design to engineering, and they execute the product.
Okay.
And I guess I had reached my sort of end of my skills, and I wanted to learn more, so I wanted to figure out how to get that idea into a factory's hands. And that's, I guess that's how I still had the other piece of that puzzle for the Aquapol.
Okay. And so with Aquapol, you still have a day job. In our next section, we'll talk about some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have Aquapol starting off. And tell me about the idea behind Aquapol. It's to wash your dog, but it also massages and loosens hair. And oftentimes, so we do a pet tip here, and oftentimes what we talk about is at the kennel we give two baths, one for the hair and one for the skin, because that dirty dog smell comes from dead skin cells left on the dog, and all that, you can't get down in there and get it off. So how does Aquapol kind of fill that gap?
Well, we like to joke about the two baths too, because you give one to your dog and then you have to take one yourself.
That's a different kind of bath.
After
yes.
The mess. So we like to think of it, again, so this is classic industrial design thinking. Like you approach a problem, and when you're thinking about the user, like everyone immediately gravitates towards the human's perspective. But in reality, it's like a 50-50 deal between yourself and the animal. So the only novel approach that we try to take is we try to think about it more from the pet's perspective. You know, you have this person that, you know, you trust and feeds you, and then all of a sudden they're, you know, spraying you in the backyard with a cold water from the hose. It's really unpleasant, and that's sort of why dogs appreciate it. They kind of condition themselves to be fearful and nervous about any time that that comes out. So what we wanted to do is kind of take that back to a more simple connection where you can control the dog. It gives you more dexterity, so you can get the dog where you want them. And then another thing we found out is the noise is a big problem, so we want to make it quieter, and we want to make it more soothing. So that's why we attach the glove to the hand. There's a button in the palm, so seamlessly you're petting the dog, and you're loosening that dirt and fur, and then you can activate that water, and then you're bathing it. And a lot of times the dog doesn't even know it.
I kind of chuckled when I first saw it, because when I turned it over to turn the water on, it's a power button, the power sign.
Yeah.
I chuckled at that. And so you turn the water on, and it's water pressure from the hose or whatever it's connected to.
Yeah, so we also learned through our research that it's about 50-50 whether people bathe outside in their yard or indoors.
Okay.
And a lot of people didn't like the sort of mess, and when they're doing it inside, you have to grab the shower head, and, like, the hose down, and then you got to adjust the water. So this gives you a way to, A, get out of the cold winter weather if you live in such an environment, and B, sort of only use the water when you need it. So it's less wasteful, puts you more in control, and it's a little more comfortable, too. Personally, I'd much rather be in my own bathroom than, you know, outside, especially when you guys have had the winter.
Oh, it's been awful. It's very chilly today, yes. So if you're inside, it's you can take the shower head off and put the device up there, and then put the shower head back on so you can connect the hose from the device above your shower head to the Aquapaw so you can put them in the bathtub and do the bath there.
Yep, it's got a quick connect fittings. So, you know, with two fingers, you can attach this or disconnect it. In our bathroom right now, we have one just kind of always connected. Some people like to store it under the sink. It's very, very easy. And that diverter, you just push it's like basically a little sliding button. Let's say you want to bathe your dog, you slide it one way. If you want to take a regular shower, you just slide it the other way. It's always just hanging out there behind your regular shower head.
And it has nubbies on it, so it's getting down into the layers of the hair.
It does, yeah. So the glove, the body itself is made out of like a high durometer silicone. And those nubs, they're gentle enough where it's not going to like aggravate the fur, and silicone itself is inert. So it's very safe for the skin. There's not going to be any sort of chemical reaction there or allergy. And
nice.
Those nubs, they're firm enough to kind of loosen that dead skin, kind of drag some of that fur off in the undercoat, and it does maybe a better job than probably just your regular fingers would do.
So when we come back, let's talk about the product that goes with this. It looks very similar, but it sticks on the wall.
Yeah, the flow treater.
Okay, we'll be right back.